Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, October 15th. You'll be interested to know. 73 years ago, today, in 1951, I Love Lucy premiered its first episode on American television, introducing audiences to the comedic talents of Lucille Ball and her real-life husband, Desi Arnaz. This series quickly became a classic, setting the standard for television sitcoms and leaving a lasting impact on popular culture. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect waist-to-chest-high swell on Tuesday morning with semi-glassy conditions and light offshore winds. Tuesday afternoon, we'll see semi-glassy to bumpy conditions with stronger onshore winds. Wednesday morning will be glassy with light offshore winds, becoming bumpy in the afternoon with onshore winds. Tuesday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean to fair at 3 to 4 feet until 1. After that, it's looking pretty choppy in the afternoon, but should turn fair for a sunset session. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with the 3.5-foot incoming high tide, when the west-northwest swell is 2.5 feet at 15 seconds, and the onshore wind is 2 miles per hour. The first high tide Tuesday will be 5.5 foot at 8:15 a.m., with a half-foot low tide at 2:15. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 66 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, it's cloudy and feels like 65 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 6:14, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:53. It looks like we're in for a partly sunny day, with a high near 63 and a light breeze. Tonight, we'll see mostly cloudy skies with a low around 60, and those gentle winds will stick around. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly cloudy skies through Thursday with highs in the low 60s. A slight chance of rain showers may occur on Thursday. Nights will be cloudy with lows around 61. Patchy fog will return late on Friday and Saturday. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, erosion is threatening more campsites at San Elijo State Beach in Encinitas. State park officials are seeking approval from the California Coastal Commission for emergency repairs to a rock revetment aimed at protecting campsites endangered by coastal erosion. A report highlights that if the southern turnaround is lost, 14 campsites will close due to insufficient access for emergency vehicles. The park, which has about 165 campsites, is particularly vulnerable due to its location. Although hardened structures like revetments can exacerbate erosion, staff recommend their retention to safeguard this popular recreational area. Now on to sports. On Monday Night Football in East Rutherford, Josh Allen led the Buffalo Bills to a thrilling 23-20 victory over the New York Jets. Allen's 2 touchdown passes and a decisive field goal by Tyler Bass secured the win, snapping Buffalo's 2-game skid and putting them at 4-2. Despite Aaron Rodgers' Hail Mary touchdown, the Jets' struggles continue at 2-4 amid coaching turmoil and missed opportunities. Yesterday afternoon, the New York Mets secured a decisive 7-3 victory over the Dodgers in L.A., for Game 2 of the National League Championship Series. Francisco Lindor's towering home run in the first inning set the tone, with Mark Vientos and Starling Marte adding crucial hits, and Sean Manaea earning the win. Edwin Diaz closed the game with a solid save, tying the series at 1-1. Tomorrow night, it's Game 3 at Citi Field. Walker Buehler, yet to find his stride, faces Luis Severino, who boasts a 4.5 ERA. Expect a chilly 51 degrees in Queens, with the Mets favored by 1.5. Also last night, the Yankees secured a 5-2 win over the Guardians at Yankee Stadium, taking a 1-0 lead in the ALCS. Juan Soto's towering homer and Carlos Rodon's impressive pitching, with 8 strikeouts, set the tone. Cleveland's wild pitches in the third inning allowed New York to capitalize, scoring 3 runs. Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton added to the Yankees' dominant performance. Tonight, the Yankees host the Guardians again at Yankee Stadium for Game 2. In local sports, last night, the Los Angeles Kings faced the Ottawa Senators in a thrilling overtime battle at the Canadian Tire Center, ultimately falling 8-7. Josh Norris sealed the win for Ottawa just 56 seconds into overtime. Despite the loss, the Kings, now 1-2, displayed resilience with standout performances from Zach Maisouin and Brandt Clark. Looking ahead, the Kings are set to face the Toronto Maple Leafs tomorrow night at Scotiabank Arena. The Maple Leafs currently hold a record of 2-1-0, promising an exciting matchup. In top news, a fascinating discovery reveals that a popular food dye in Cheetos can turn the skin of live mice transparent, showcasing their inner organs. Researchers applied a solution of tartrazine, also known as yellow number 5, to the mice, allowing light to pass through their skin. This technique unveiled blood vessels and muscles, highlighting a potential medical tool for imaging and blood draws. While human skin is significantly thicker, researchers are planning to explore this phenomenon further. The study could lead to innovative applications in medical imaging in the future. In business news, electric vehicles have shifted from being expensive purchases to bargains on the used car market as resale values plummet. 2 years ago, some used electric car models sold for as much as new ones due to a supply chain crisis. Now, dealer lots overflow with unsold electric vehicles, and manufacturers, led by Tesla, have slashed prices on new models. In September, the average selling price of a 3-year-old electric vehicle fell to around $28,400, a 25% drop since January. This sharp decline has left many owners upside down on their loans, adding to industry challenges. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $63,100. Ethereum is just over $2,400. And Solana is $157. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. A new study from 6 Apple engineers reveals significant flaws in the reasoning capabilities of advanced large language models. These models, often touted for their reasoning skills by companies like OpenAI and Google, demonstrated catastrophic performance drops when faced with minor changes in mathematical word problems. The researchers modified a standard benchmark, leading to accuracy reductions between 0.3% and 9.2%. Additionally, introducing irrelevant details caused accuracy to plummet by up to 66%. This underscores the model's reliance on probabilistic pattern matching rather than genuine logical reasoning, highlighting a critical limitation in current artificial intelligence technologies. Entertainment news. Beatles 64, the latest documentary produced by Martin Scorsese, is set to take fans on a nostalgic journey on Disney+. This film, directed by David Tedeschi, explores the Beatles' historic first visit to the United States. Starting on November 29th, subscribers can enjoy never-before-seen footage, live performances from the band's debut concert, and their iconic appearances on The Ed Sullivan Show. The film also features new interviews with Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr, showcasing the camaraderie of the band during their meteoric rise to fame. Tune in for this exclusive streaming event on Disney+. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the ancient Greek philosopher Epictetus. And he said, "The key is to keep company only with people who uplift you, whose presence calls forth your best." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.